Good morning. My name is Carla, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Motor Vehicle Safety Title conference call. This call is being recorded. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session where we will be taking questions from press only. At that time, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the pound key. Thank you. Ms. Cathy Chase, you may now begin your conference.
Thank you, Carla. Good morning. Thank you all for joining us today on this call. I'm Cathy Chase, President of Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety, a unique coalition of insurers, consumers, public health, law enforcement, and safety groups dedicated to preventing motor vehicle crashes. Yesterday, the U.S. House of Representatives released the Moving Forward Act, a legislative package that contains common sense policy improvements to address the persistently high death and injury toll. Last year, 36,120 people were killed in crashes, and millions more are injured on our roadways every year at a comprehensive annual cost to society of over $800 billion. The Moving Forward Act advances collision avoidance technology and improved design for crashworthiness, which will result in safer vehicles to protect families. For example, automatic emergency braking, commonly known as AEB, can reduce front-to-rear crashes with injuries in passenger vehicles by 56%, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. The Moving Forward Act would require this life-saving technology to meet a minimum federal standard and be installed as standard equipment in all new passenger cars, commercial motor vehicles over 10,000 pounds, and school buses. This requirement would prevent or mitigate a range of crashes caused by some of the leading killers: speed, impairment, distraction, and fatigue. Additionally, to address the scourge of drunk driving, which kills more than 10,000 people every year, the bill requires automakers to put technology such as driver monitoring or advanced sensors that can detect alcohol into new cars. An issue sometimes related to drunk driving is limousine safety. When people choose to hire a limo for special celebrations, they think they're making a responsible, safe choice. However, limos are lacking in some basic safety features like seatbelts for all passengers. The bill's improvements to limo safety will help assure someone's happiest day is not turned into their worst nightmare. Also, in terms of being a responsible motorist, it's a sad fact that even the most conscientious, loving parents and caregivers can get distracted or suffer from fatigue and unknowingly leave their child in a vehicle. This bill will rectify the hot car syndrome by requiring proven and affordable technology. Unintended consequences of the newer keyless ignition systems, also known as push-button starts, are carbon monoxide poisoning and rollaways. Both these issues would be resolved with this bill. Lastly, the U.S. New Car Assessment Program, commonly known as Stars on Cars, which has been instrumental in helping car buyers make informed decisions, will be updated. Advocates commend Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Frank Pallone and, of course, Subcommittee Chair Jan Schakowsky, who is joining us today, as well as the sponsors of the standalone bills that contributed to this comprehensive package. We also applaud Transportation and Infrastructure Committee Chairman Peter DeFazio for advancing a number of pro-safety measures in the Invest in America Act, which also was included in the Moving Forward Act. We have an outstanding lineup of speakers. After they've given their remarks, we'll take questions from the press. I'm now pleased to welcome Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of Illinois. Through her role as chair of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Consumer Protection and Commerce, she served as a key architect for the motor vehicle safety title, which, if enacted, presents a game-changing opportunity to prevent crashes, save lives, reduce injuries, and contain costs. Congresswoman Schakowsky was a recipient of Advocate Senator Frank R. Lautenberg Highway Safety Leadership Award in 2019 and named a Highway Safety Hero in 2014. She is truly a force for change and a steadfast advocate on behalf of our nation's families and consumers. We are incredibly grateful for her efforts on the motor vehicle safety title and for joining us today. Thank you, Chair Schakowsky.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction, Kathy, and it's a pleasure and honor to be able to work with you and all of the wonderful advocates. So as part of our fulfillment of our promise to the American people, the House will pass H.R. 2, the Moving America Forward Act, next week. The Moving Forward Act invests in our nation's roads and bridges and transit and rail and schools and housing, broadband, drinking water, and wastewater systems, and postal service, and clean energy, and health care injustices. And so it's a big bill. The Moving Forward Act marks a transformational investment in American infrastructure that will create literally millions of jobs, take bold action on the climate crisis, and address disparities in urban, suburban, and rural communities across the country. The more than $1.5 trillion proposal will rebuild America's commitment with infrastructure and innovation and smarter, safer things that are made to last. But today, we are here to talk about the motor vehicle safety title, which Chairman Pallone, the Energy and Commerce Committee, and I are so pleased to have included in the bill. With tens of thousands of deaths and millions of injuries and more than half a trillion dollars in social costs each year, our nation is suffering from an automobile safety public health crisis that deserves swift and decisive federal action. With the Moving America Forward Act, we're attacking this crisis head on, enacting sweeping auto safety reforms that mandate proven safety technologies that will decrease the death and destruction on our nation's streets and highways. These measures focus on the vehicle technologies that exist right now and can save lives in the very near term. While this bill, I want to point out, does not include language right now on autonomous vehicles, I can assure you that we continue to work with our colleagues in both chambers and in both parties to come up with legislation. As chair of the Consumer Protection Subcommittee, I'm committed to putting people's safety first, and I will always be open to working on legislation that puts consumers first. Kathy went in some detail about the legislation. It's H.R. 2, the Moving America Forward Act, that will save literally thousands of lives each year. Once it becomes law, we will see tremendous advancements. For example, in the bill, she mentioned drunk driving prevention technologies, advanced driver assistance systems that will significantly counteract human failures. We're talking about universal, not just high-end cars, having lane detection technologies, automatic braking, things like that. Safety standards, which will put an end to children dying in hot cars. We'll hear about that today. Prevent carbon monoxide poisoning and rollaways of vehicles equipped with keyless ignition systems. Address glaring safety issues that contribute to the severity of the limousine issue. We'll hear about that from you, Paul Tonko. It updates the 5-star safety rating system so manufacturers are incentivized to exceed minimum safety standards. And with that, I will quit and be prepared to answer questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair Schakowsky. I'd like to now turn it to Congressman Paul Tonko. Congressman Paul Tonko represents New York's 20th District and is a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee. Following a horrific limousine crash in Schoharie, New York, that resulted in the death of 20 people, Congressman Tonko introduced a package of legislation requiring important upgrades to limousine safety. We thank him for his leadership on this issue and for joining us today. Thank you, Congressman.
Well, thank you, Kathy, for the opportunity to join with you today. Thank you for your leadership as president of the organization, and thank you to all who are part of the great work done by the advocates for highway and auto safety. I thank you for your support of moving this vital limousine safety package forward, and I thank my friend and subcommittee chair, Jan Schakowsky, for her efforts on behalf of this legislation. It is indeed common sense legislation that I hope will make a difference as we go forward. So on Saturday, October 6, 2018, we lost 20 lives in what was a very deadly Schoharie limo crash. And many of the young people who were victims of that crash were from my hometown of Amsterdam or had deep connections with that town. We're a town of about 18,000 people, so you can well imagine the ripple effect that came in shock and pain and loss onto our community. But loss and devastation felt like no other by the families of these young people. They were wonderful, kind individuals with bright futures ahead of them. And this devastating Schoharie limo crash was the deadliest of its kind, but it was not the first, and without any additional action here, it will not be the last. So through that tragedy and one that occurred on Long Island, we worked with the families from both of those situations where their children were victims of limousine crashes. Together with both sets and all of the family operating with our efforts to influence policy change, we undertook a deep assessment of the chronic failures in America's limousine safety system. And this limo safety plan is the powerful outcome of our collective efforts. I thank the family members, the parents and siblings, grandparents of all those who were victimized. They have been nothing short of devoted to this effort. They have, through their pain and through their loss, made every bit of difference so that other families will not have to experience this order of tragedy in their lives. The bipartisan legislation will set a full slate of new federal stretch limousine safety rules and standards. Will help get unsafe vehicles off the road and close federal safety loopholes. The vehicle of the Schoharie crash should have never, ever been allowed on the highways. And so the senseless tragedy absorbed by these families makes it all the more compelling that we do something so as to improve the outcome for those who enter into the rental of a limousine. With this legislation, we take the necessary and long overdue steps that ensure every limousine on the road complies with federal safety standards. When people get into a limo, or even more importantly, when they put their children into a limo, they should be able to trust that their limousine is safe. Sadly, today there are gaping holes in federal safety standards for limousines. Our legislation closes those loopholes and requires limousine manufacturers altering used vehicles to meet federal safety standards. This, again, is common sense reform. My colleagues and I remain committed to responding to this devastating loss with a soulful expression of action that honors the families and all who have been scarred by this preventable tragedy. I also sincerely thank, again, my friend, Chair Jan Schakowsky, for her strong support for comprehensive limo safety. We will not rest until this legislation is signed into law, and I'm so proud that the House has included this in our Moving Forward Act that will soon be addressed on the House floor. And with that, Kathy, again, I thank you for the opportunity to join with you all today and thank the advocates for their sound work of helping us get to this moment.
Thank you so much, Congressman. The safety and consumer community, as well as the entire nation, is incredibly grateful for your and Chair Schakowsky's leadership and commitment to making these safety improvements and bringing this bill over the finish line. So thank you again to both of you for participating today and for your ongoing leadership. I'd next like to turn to Amy Cohen. Amy co-founded Families for Safe Streets in New York City in 2014 following the death of her 12-year-old son, Sammy. Amy and Families for Safe Streets advocate for solutions to mitigate reckless driving, including advanced driver assistance systems. They also confront the epidemic of traffic violence, advocating for life-saving changes and providing support to those who have been impacted by crashes. Amy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. On October 8, 2013, my 12-year-old son, Sammy, became one of the 100 Americans killed in a traffic crash on that day. And in the 2,450 heart-wrenching days since he was killed, well over a quarter of a million Americans have died on our roadways. Today, we face an unprecedented pandemic, but there is also a silent, smoldering killer in our midst. Traffic violence is an unrecognized, preventable public health crisis, and as many nations have proven, one we can solve now. The Motor Vehicle Safety Title and Moving Forward Act is a huge step forward. The safety upgrades in the bill, especially those to require advanced driver assistance systems in all new cars, will help to prevent or mitigate crashes and would likely have saved Sammy's life. If enacted, these crucial protections will save many, many lives. Sammy was strong, determined, and a fighter. He stood up for what was right, and I am here today honoring his memory and inspired by his actions in the 12 short years that he lived. Every day I ask myself, how can Sammy, who was so strong, boisterous, outspoken, and had such a zest for life, not be with us today? But he was not always so outspoken. Sammy hardly said more than a few words until he was three. And then one day he stood in wonder at the elephant cage at the Bronx Zoo and said, "The elephant ate the whole apple." And that sentence really was Sammy's first word. Since then, he did not stop asking questions and marveling at life's many wonders. He embraced learning and was a true Renaissance man, excelling at soccer, baseball, hockey, and the trumpet. He was determined and rode his bike in a 100-mile century ride just a few weeks before his death. I miss him. Now I have no one to argue with me about the dumbest things, drag me to the gym to keep me young, and hug me tightly as only Sammy could. There is no younger brother to watch over my daughter Tamar and be her best friend and her fiercest advocate. Just a few days before Sammy was killed, a friend said that we had the perfect family. And for the nearly 13 years with Sammy, it felt like we did. All it took was one driver operating a large vehicle with little to no safety measures to run over and kill my son. In an instant, Sammy lost his promising future, and our lives were shattered. Please, for Sammy, for all the members of Families for Safe Streets, and our own families, join us in confronting the epidemic of traffic violence. All of us in Families for Safe Streets have lost our children, our parents, our siblings, and our spouses. We know the horrors of this crisis. We pour our pain into purpose. We have the courage to fight for life-saving measures like the Motor Vehicle Safety Title and hope you will have the courage to help us to pass this critical bill. Thank you.
Amy, thank you so much for your strength today in memory of Amy. I'd like to now turn to Miles Harrison. Miles and his wife, Harold, lost their 21-month-year-old son, Chase, in a hot car tragedy in July 2008. In the subsequent years, the couple have become tireless advocates for technological solutions that can accurately detect the presence of a child in a car and alert the driver. Miles, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. First off, I would like to thank Congresswoman Schakowsky, whom I've come to know over the past few years, for her uncompromising leadership, support, and sympathy for not just me and my family, but for all of us, all of the people who have been touched by these tragedies. On July 8th, I unknowingly forgot to drop off my son Chase at daycare and drove to my office while he sat in a hot car all day. At 5 p.m., a coworker came into my office and asked me, "Do you have a doll in your car?" For a brief moment, I did not understand the question. A brief moment. Then a sick feeling started to engulf me, and I ran out to my car and could see my son Chase still in his car seat. I threw open the door and saw Chase and ripped him out of the car seat yelling, "No. No. Oh, God, no. Not Chase. Please, God, no." Chase was gone. I was taken to the hospital because I was having a breakdown and could not function, and then transferred to a private facility. I wanted to die. I was placed under suicide watch and was not allowed to attend my son's funeral. After a few weeks, I did leave the hospital and was immediately arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter. I had a very public 3-day trial and was found not guilty. But the legal finding did not matter. I had killed my son. I did it. I don't have the words to describe the depth of the despair I felt and still feel. I cry for Chase every day. I look at my wife in amazement. She never wavered. She stayed with me, and we are still together. Carol led me to Jeanette Fennell with Kids in Cars org, where I learned what I did to my family has happened to hundreds of other families. But this did not have to happen. If only there was a detection system that was able to tell me my son was alone in the car. How could this be that in this great country it is not already required in all cars? Over 950 children have died unnecessarily since 1990 in hot cars. My son Chase and hundreds of other families would not have had their lives destroyed. This has got to stop. There are inexpensive systems available. I am here asking you, no, begging you for your support through the leadership of Congresswoman Schakowsky to pass the Hot Car Act, which requires a detection system in all cars. We need to pass this bill. It saves our children. It saves our families. Thank you.
Miles, thanks so much. And again, we are so appreciative for your strength in telling your story many times over with the hopes of passing the Hot Cars Act, which has been folded into the Moving Forward Act. And as Congresswoman Schakowsky said, it will pass the House likely next week. I'd now like to turn to Joan Claybrook. Joan is the President Emeritus of Public Citizen, former Administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and a founding board member of Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety. She's a renowned consumer public health and safety advocate who has been recognized by national organizations and educational institutions for her many contributions. As NHTSA Administrator during the Carter Administration, Joan was a driving force behind the creation of the new car assessment program, also known as NCAP. Last June, Joan was honored at the Enhanced Safety of Vehicles Conference in the Netherlands for her leadership in launching NCAP on the occasion of the program's 40th anniversary. Joan, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, and thank you so much for holding this press conference and for the wonderful speakers that you have. So more than four decades ago, when I was administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, I got the idea to develop a multi-pronged strategy to reduce the horrific annual toll of motor vehicle crashes. That is, in addition to issuing life-saving motor vehicle safety standards, the new idea was to implement implementation to inform consumers about how cars performed in crash tests. With the belief that safety sells, and I have always believed, I created the New Car Assessment Program, also known as NCAP, or Stars on Cars. By putting... Could you please stop speaking? Who's ever speaking into the phone? Hello? Please stop speaking into the phone. Thank you. So with the belief that safety sells, I created the New Car Assessment Program, also known as NCAP, or Stars on Cars. By putting the results of the crash test performance on the window stickers of new cars, they have the price on these window stickers, and they're required by law. Consumers could make informed decisions in auto showrooms. This important tool has been wildly successful and emulated in Australia, Europe, China, Japan, Korea, Latin America, and Southeast Asia, as well as a new program being initiated in India. Unfortunately, the U.S. NCAP program over the years has not kept pace with new technology or vehicle designs. It now seriously lags behind its international counterparts. The popular star ratings, which were first introduced in 2005 in the United States, now do very little to help consumers distinguish the very safest cars from all the rest. Last October, I co-authored a report with advocates for highway and auto safety that outlined a blueprint for improving the program and restoring it to its original significance. Thanks to the leadership of Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Frank Pallone and Consumer Protection and Commerce Subcommittee Chair Jan Schakowsky, deficiencies identified in that report are being remedied in the Moving Forward Act. Some of the improvements include, one, updating crashworthiness tests, including for children and older adults. Two, incorporating crash avoidance technology such as automatic emergency braking, lane departure warning, and blind spot warning, which have never been in this NCAP test program before. Addressing vulnerable road user safety to prevent and lessen severity of crashes between cars and bicyclists and pedestrians. And fourth, providing a regular review and updates of the NCAP program to assure that it continues to stay up to date. These changes are necessary to bring this vital program into the 21st century, inspiring vehicle safety improvements and ensuring that consumers can make informed car buying decisions is essential for public safety, and I urge Congress to enact this motor vehicle safety title in the Moving Forward Act with urgency. Thank you so much.
Joan, thank you so much for your remarks and for your remarkable leadership throughout the years. There's no doubt that millions of people have been saved because of your work on highway and auto safety issues. I'd like to remind the speakers who are not speaking to self-mute so that we can avoid any background noise while the speakers are talking. Thank you. I'd like to now turn to Sharon Shore. Sharon's parents died in April 2019 of carbon monoxide poisoning after unknowingly leaving their car running. The vehicle was equipped with a keyless ignition system, a feature that, as of 2018, comes standard on nearly two-thirds of vehicles sold, according to Edmunds. Over the past year, Sharon has become a tenacious advocate for change, speaking with members of Congress at local town halls, as well as traveling to Washington, D.C., to be a catalyst for change. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. As you said, my name is Sharon Shore, and I have a story to tell, and it's a story I've told many times. On May 8th of 2019, my brother entered our parents' home in Bellevue, Nebraska. We believed Mom and Dad had been on a two-week cruise to Alaska to celebrate my mom's 80th birthday. They were avid cruisers, and we never expected a phone call while they were gone. David was preparing for their expected return, and my parents, Thomas and Ann McKinnon, were found dead on their bedroom floor. They had been there for almost 2 weeks, and it was tragic. It was a horrific scene, and they didn't deserve to die this way. My parents worked very hard their entire lives, and this year they would have been celebrating their 54th anniversary, and my dad should still be holding her hand, which was his favorite thing to do. It was determined their 2017 Hyundai Tucson had been left running. The house filled with carbon monoxide as the engine ran through an entire tank of gas until the battery died. I began to research what could have happened. How could this happen? And I became really angry with what I discovered. Their car had technology that offered a supposed convenient feature known as keyless ignition or the push start button. I learned there have been approximately 40 known deaths and approximately 50 permanent brain injuries due to carbon monoxide, as well as additional deaths due to rollaways. these are risks posed by the keyless ignition technology. This issue reaches far beyond forgetfulness, and people continue to die. Just in my home state of Nebraska, a man and his granddaughter perished just weeks before my parents. A young mother and her two teenage sons almost succumbed to carbon monoxide poisoning just months after my parents died, when one son left his car running in the garage. Thankfully, they all survived, but now they have a lifetime of worry about that long-term exposure to the poison. The Parkett Act was introduced in the House by Congresswoman Schakowsky, and I thank you for that, just weeks before my parents died. Once I learned of this act and its potential impact on saving lives, I pursued my state's legislative representatives to gain their co-sponsorship. I first went to a town hall meeting sponsored by Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, who was the first to co-sponsor the bill. I had a successful week on Capitol Hill in August of 2019, spending very long days walking the halls of the House and Senate office buildings. Excuse me. Knocking on doors and talking to members of Congress and their staff. My commitment will not stop until this legislation, which requires a standardized solution across the automotive industry of just a few lines of code, is enacted. I was very close to my parents. We spoke often. I saw them regularly, and we had plans. It never gets easier to speak of their deaths, and I miss them every day. No other family should mourn the loss of loved ones. No other family should have concerns about risks of long-term exposure to carbon monoxide poisoning. I'm a daughter who misses her mom and dad, and I know that telling their story has already saved lives, and passing this act will save countless more. Thank you for allowing me to speak today, to share my story, my parents' story, and to continue my dedication to this issue. Thank you.
Sharon, thank you so much for your bravery today and for joining us on this call. We will get this done. I'd like to now turn to Will Wallace. Will is the Manager of Safety Policy for Consumer Reports, overseeing CR Government and Marketplace Advocacy for consumers relating to motor vehicle safety, vehicle automation, and household product safety. Prior to joining CR, Will spent 5 years working in the U.S. House of Representatives. His main role was as legislative staffer for safety, consumer protection, general commerce, and international trade issues on the Energy and Commerce Committee. Will, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Kathy, and thank you, Amy, Miles, and Sharon, for your powerful words and for your courageous advocacy. Consumer Reports, the independent nonprofit member organization, commends Chairwoman Schakowsky, Chairman Tonko, Chairman Pallone, and their colleagues for their hard work to develop auto safety legislation that truly meets the moment. It is unacceptable that over 36,000 people die on our roads every year. Policymakers have tools to greatly reduce this toll, but too often they don't use them. The motor vehicle safety title in H.R. 2 is different. It puts our country on a path to zero road deaths, the only acceptable goal. The sponsors of this legislation recognize something important. The promise of zero road deaths is closer to our reach than ever before. But we as a country absolutely will not get there unless auto safety innovations benefit everyone, not just those who can afford expensive add-ons. That's why this bill requires automakers to provide new car buyers with life-saving safety systems, like AEB with pedestrian detection and blind spot warning. Safety should never be treated as a luxury, yet automakers do it constantly. A Consumer Reports analysis recently found that buyers often must pay more than $2,000 extra for these features that should come standard, but instead are bundled with items like heated seats or larger wheels. The safety title also would greatly strengthen the 5-star new car safety ratings program, which is critical but desperately needs an upgrade, and require drunk driving prevention technology. It would address several deadly hazards involving child heat stroke in cars, keyless ignition vehicles, and limousines. Consumer Reports urges every member of Congress to support this transformative and necessary legislation because it's time lawmakers stood up for everyone's safety. Thank you.
Thanks, Will. And our last speaker today is Jason Levine. Jason is the Executive Director for the Center for Auto Safety and is a consumer protection advocate and attorney. The center, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, focuses on improving auto safety for all drivers, passengers, and pedestrians by getting defective cars off the street and improved safety technology into new vehicles. Prior to joining the center, Jason served in leadership positions in four federal agencies, including the Consumer Product Safety Commission and the Office of Personnel Management. Thanks for joining us today, Jason.
Thank you, Kathy. And before getting started, I just want to pause for a moment and thank Amy, Miles, and Sharon for their just incredible courage in sharing their stories and being champions for change. It is their voices, and sadly far too many like them, that just lift us up every day and continue to inspire us to move forward the cause of auto safety. I would also be remiss if I didn't thank Congressman Tonko for pushing for inclusion of limo safety in this bill and Chairwoman Schakowsky for her leadership, not only on this title, but car safety and consumer rights over her entire career. Many thousands, if not millions of Americans are safer because of her efforts. Making available safety technology, standard equipment, and all vehicles has been the work of the Center for Auto Safety for 50 years. The motor vehicle safety title included in H.R. 2, the Moving Forward Act, if enacted, will be a giant leap on the road to making advanced safety standard for all Americans. Existing advances in vehicle safety technology can significantly reduce the tragedies that wreck thousands of families every single day. Right now, many of these advances are available only in the latest luxury vehicles. By requiring the auto industry to share the wealth when it comes to safety technology, the motor vehicle safety title will greatly reduce thousands of preventable deaths and injuries every year. Moreover, it will force the Department of Transportation to back up its rhetoric with action when it claims that safety comes first. Not only will every new vehicle include features like advanced driver assist systems, these systems will have to meet stringent performance standards, ensuring that the technology will be capable of reducing crashes, injuries, and deaths. The safety title will also make standard technology in every new car, which will help prevent children from dying of heat asphyxia in the back of cars, minimize the chance of older adults dying in their homes from the silent killer of carbon monoxide unknowingly spewing from their keyless vehicle, ensure that limousines must meet the basic safety requirements of other passenger vehicles, and reduce the scourge of drunk driving, which kills thousands every year. By renewing the five-star crash rating program, Americans will be empowered to make decisive safety choices based on useful comparative data instead of having to rely on the outdated participation trophy NHTSA has allowed the program to become. Simply by providing consumers with information and incentivizing the market, this program will lead to cars which will reduce deaths from seat back failures, distracted driving, and finally overcome the auto industry's refusal to protect all ages, genders, and body types in car crashes. The current administration's record when it comes to mandating improved safety in new vehicles has been a perfect zero. The motor vehicle safety title presents a chance for a big win for consumer safety. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason. At this time, I will turn it over to our operator, Carla, who will be managing any questions from the press. I'd like to ask that the person who is noted to be speaking, please give your name and your affiliation, and we will do our best to answer your question. I believe that Chair Schakowsky and Congressman Tonko had to leave the call because they had another pressing event. If that's not true, could you please let me know now?
We have a 10 o'clock hearing of the Energy and Commerce Committee, but I think we could, I could anyway, wait for another at least 10 minutes.
Great. Thank you, Chair Schakowsky. It's my understanding that Congressman Tonko had to get off.
No, I'm here. Kathy,
oh,
I'm
good.
Here for I'm here for about 5 minutes. So.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you. Carla, can we please turn to any questions? And let's prioritize, if we are able, questions to the members of Congress.
Okay. I would like to remind the press that has a question to please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to come in queue for a question. We have a question from the line of Larry Rolson. Your line is open.
Hi, it's Larry Rolson at the Times Union. This is a question for Paul. Paul, how does this inclusion affect your other legislation you sponsored? Will those be done in parallel, or does this replace it regarding limo safety?
Well, the legislation that has been sponsored by both Representative Delgado and myself are included in the Moving Forward Act. And,
okay.
And so, you know, we're hopeful that as this gets approved and moves on to the Senate, that we'll be able to bring this to completion.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Larry.
And your next question comes from the line of David Shepherdson. Your line is open.
Oh, thanks for having the call. This is Dave Shepherdson from Reuters. I just wanted to ask, what do you think the prospects of this becoming law are? I mean, have you spoken to your Senate counterparts about this? Do you anticipate any other auto safety amendments being considered when this comes before the floor? And do you think any of the self-driving act provisions could be attached to this as well?
Chair Schakowsky, would you like to answer that?
Yes. We know that this is going to pass next week in the House of Representatives, and that begins really the negotiation with the Senate. This is a very, very big bill. There is the opportunity, I think, to move things independently, but we're going to try and keep this this package together. All of these things, we believe, are wildly popular among the American people, who are now seeming to have really found their voice, and I'm hoping that we're going to have vigorous support from just the public to pass this legislation. So we're gonna continue to push this. And in terms of the AVs, the autonomous vehicles, we are not at the point where we can add where we have legislation ready to go. But we are continuing to work and move forward on that in conversations, at least on a staff level. That's happening pretty regularly. But you know, we're gonna do our best to get this this bill passed, and there may be some sensible compromises on the way. But if not, then we look forward to it in the next session of Congress.
Thank you.
Dave, if I could, this is Kathy Chase with Advocates.
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to just add to that, to the chair's remarks, and thank her for her ongoing work on autonomous vehicles. I think it's important to note that on the path to autonomous vehicles, which right now are unproven, this bill includes proven safety technologies that should be put in all new cars now as standard equipment, so that people don't have to pay extra for luxury packages or only in high-end vehicles. Which could be saving lives and preventing injuries today. And this piece of legislation is a tremendous piece of work that has taken years to get to this point. And we are, again, so grateful for the leadership of Chair Schakowsky, Congressman Tonko, and Chairman Pallone, and all of the other members of Congress who have really devoted a significant amount of time and effort to get this proven technology into cars now.
Hi, this is
Let me also.
I was just going to go ahead, Jan.
Let me just amplify by that by saying, and many of the things that we're doing right now will be helpful as we move forward to autonomous vehicles to make sure that they're safer. Go ahead, Joan.
excuse me, this is Joan Claybrook. I was just going to say that in terms of the safety provisions that are in this legislation, being well known and being long tested and around for a very long time. I take as an example the hot cars case where General Motors, you know, promised in 2001 that they were going to voluntarily take care of the problem, and then they never did. And then they came up with other ideas that are not workable and are not going to save lives. And finally, Representative Schakowsky and her crew and Pallone and others have come up with a requirement that the baby child in the back seat has to be able to be detected. And if that's not going to happen, then this, you know, no remedies would work. You have to have it be a a very full measured effort to do this, just as we did with rear cameras, where originally people said, well, we could do it by education. And Jan said, no, we're going to do it by legislation. And now very few people are killed in backover crashes. So this is why this bill is so important, because in each and every case of the issues that it addresses very obvious and well-known ways of designing and requiring these remedies that are going to work, not just promises.
Okay, Carla, we'll take the next question, please.
At this time, I would like to remind any press that has a question to please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, star 1 to come in queue for a question. We have no questions in queue at this time.
May I make a comment on Kathy Zajanczykowski?
Absolutely.
Joan mentioned the back rollovers that killed lots of children in driveways, and I mean, we're talking about a number. That bill passed when George W. Bush was president in 2008. It finally was, all the rules were done, and it finally went into effect fully in 2018. I just want to say we cannot wait that long, and especially we're in the, you know, heading into the hottest part of the summer right now, and children dying in cars from, you know, or loving parents forget and make a mistake, a deadly mistake. We need to move on these. We are talking about tens of thousands of deaths every year in cars that are preventable. And so we are hoping that this block of legislation is going to be embraced by all, and that we're going to finally get it passed, and that it will go into effect right away, and that we can stop the tragedies that are happening on our streets and highways every year. So I just want to thank all the advocates. I'm so moved by your testimony and your courage and your ability to speak to the hearts of people. And hopefully we're going to get this done right away. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair Schakowsky. Again, this is Kathy Chase, and I just wanted to, again, thank the Chair and Congressman Tonko, as well as Amy Cohen, Miles Harrison, Joan Claybrook, Sharon Shore, Will Wallace, and Jason Levine for participating in today's event and expressing the vital message that this legislation must be enacted immediately. I thank you all for calling in today, and the recording of this call will be on our website, which is saferoads.org, in the following hours as soon as we're able to get the recording. And if you have any follow-up questions, please feel free to reach out to me, Kathy Chase, at 571-243-7282. Thanks again for participating today. Thank you, Carla.
You're welcome. And this concludes this afternoon's or this morning's teleconference. You may now disconnect your lines.